This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to another edition of What's On Your Mind. Hi, folks. I'm Scott Hennen. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, right shotgun as always. Hello, Todd.
Hey and there, Scott. How are you?
We call the show What's On Your Mind for a very important reason. We want to know what's on your mind. Yeah, it's not rocket science. So let us know what is on your mind. Weigh in on the program. Love to hear from you. Whether you agree with the opinions of the host, whether you disagree, does not matter. In fact, we quite appreciate the folks who disagree. I don't know how many times I sent Heidi Heitkamp a text, talked to members of her staff, emailed, Todd? Probably over the 6 years of her Senate campaign, we might have had 2-3 interviews, right? Entire 6 years. Yeah. And but we tried over and over and over again because it was a different opinion, right? We didn't want to just have someone on the other side. We wanted to have her, but it didn't happen. But
you see what she's going to do now, right?
I did see this, and if folks have missed this, Heidi Heitkamp and Joe Donnelly. He's a senator from Indiana. Why are you laughing, Todd?
I can't keep a straight face looking at that. I just can't.
Because they're part of a new project on how to communicate to rural voters. And I think the reason Todd's laughing is he knows how hard we tried to get Heidi Heitkamp on the program to allow her to communicate to rural voters.
She gets spanked. I mean, the numbers don't lie. This isn't like personal or anything, but I mean, the numbers are what the numbers are, and now we're going to write a book on how to win when you lost that big? I mean, come on.
No, I could actually buy that book if she said, I should have come on What's On Your Mind. I should have actually taken the tough questions. I should have done this head on because, unfortunately, a lot of the Democrats, they communicate with rural voters by trying to say, here's what you should believe, and not actually have a dialogue with you. Right?
Well, I mean, I do have a comedy section on my bookshelf, so I guess I would have the copy of it there. But
I have a name for it. I think it should be called the Buffalo Project. You know, it's rural voters, and the idea of trying to Buffalo voters kind of works. So, you know,
yeah, how'd
Buffalo
that work out?
Yeah, not well. But yeah, you can't make this
outside,
stuff up.
Outside Fargo and maybe Grand Forks. Which, believe it or not, those two cities are not enough to win the entire state. Sorry.
You're going to like this. We have Chris Berg on the show from time to time, host of Point of View, who joins us normally on Wednesdays. And Chris's producer, Josh, went to an event last night that was evidently during the same time as the show called Beers with Socialists. Okay, and they were having a it was the socialists.
Wait a minute.
You know,
I wanted to be there.
I know. Well, anyway, I give them credit because at least they're saying, hey, let's come talk about why we believe what we believe. Fine, right? So he sends his producer over there, and the head of the Human Rights Coalition, which is an interesting term for how she conducted herself. She threw his producer out. Get out of here! You guys know who this is. We stand with Ruth Buffalo. We like socialists. So you get out of here. Oh, okay. So much.
On the other hand, Kevin Cramer has thrown probably one person out, and it was the person who came up and grabbed him in Mandan. So
yeah, well, it wasn't even him that threw him out. It was law enforcement.
Well, right. Back it up a square. Only one person has been thrown out of a Kevin Cramer event. Yeah. Versus somebody getting thrown out right off the top because, oh, that's right, you don't fit the ideology. Good job. You're open-minded. Yeah, okay.
Precisely. Anyway, so a couple of things that we're thinking about, but welcome your calls, questions, and comments. Final days of the legislature as well. We'll talk about that. Here's how you join us, 258-0550, 258-0550. That's the local telephone number. You can text Todd at 701-506-9028. That's not your number. 226-8503. I give you the MyPillow number. You can do a MyPillow order and text Todd at the same time. 701.
Don't use the promo code Todd because that's not going to get you anything though.
701-367-2054 for yours truly by text and welcome your questions and comments on on anything. On the show today, bottom of the hour, we'll be joined by Monsignor James Patrick Shea, Monsignor Shea, of course, the president of the University of Mary, where we are broadcasting live today. We are live because at 11 o'clock today, there is a press conference at the University of Mary. We are in the building that was formerly the dining hall here. It hasn't been the dining hall for some time because they have the Lumen Vitae Center here, but it will be the School of Engineering. It is now with some temporary classrooms, but this is going to be completely transformed, and there's an announcement about that today, along with a very important announcement on workforce, something we've been talking about on this program for a long, long time, and a new study, a new survey done of employers and innovative ways, best practices, of employers now moving forward. So I'm dying to hear more about this and look forward to the press conference. That'll be at 11. I'll have that on Facebook Live, too, and I bet Todd will share it. So that'll be at 11 if you can't be here at the University of Mary, but a good day. 10 o'clock, we're going to chat with Kelsey Warren. Kelsey Warren of Energy Transfer Partners, the I think second biggest pipeline company in the United States, the infrastructure for energy that they're providing saves you money every time you go to the pump. It's a big deal. Kelsey's been a benefactor to the University of Mary, and so we thought a good day to catch up with him and just see how things are going in the pipeline development space. And by the way, they're expanding the Dakota Access Pipeline, and already we're getting back to the point of having a discount, transportation discount, on the price of oil in North Dakota. That differential went away for a while, and it's back because we're reaching capacity on those pipelines. Wow. Unbelievable. So then we'll do that. Then Joe Wiegand will be here, also known as Teddy Roosevelt. So Joe Wiegand can talk a little bit about the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library, which is now a reality, at least from the state perspective. Obviously, the matching funds need to be there. Governor Burgum all along said, I need to count $50 million from the legacy fund, or from a pot of dollars, so that I can leverage $100 million from the private sector, and then of course get the process of building and going. And a prominent legislator, I won't say his name, but a prominent legislator told me the other day that that's top three signature achievements of this particular legislative session was the Presidential Museum and Library. And I know everybody doesn't agree with that. That's okay. That's why we're here. But I think it's one of those things we'll look back and say, yeah, for sure. One other thing that's bubbling right now at the legislature that I talked with some other legislators about last night, and that is something called on-time funding for K-12 education. Now, what does on-time funding mean? Right now, we do year-old funding. So, for instance, if there are students in the Watford City school system, okay? And I think there's around 1,500 now in the school system in Watford City, if I'm not mistaken. I'm just use rough numbers. Say last year it was 1,500. Well, this year it might grow 200 students. It might go to 1,700. The way K-12 education funding happens from the state right now is to pay you backwards. Basically says, well, last year you had 1,500, so we'll pay that. Well, wait a minute, we have 1,700 students. Well, wait till next year for that. It's really goofy. I don't know who designed it. I don't know why they designed it. But in a state that's growing like North Dakota, it really pinches, these school systems, because they're getting funding for students they have now a year later. You follow what I'm saying? And when you're really growing, that's a big deal. If you stay steady, you gain a little bit. It's not such a big deal. There is a proposal to do right now is to do a one-time funding to get that. You know, in other words, take everybody and say, okay, we're doing it this way going forward. So it's one time in the sense that right now the dollars necessary is to get it so it would catch up, and then going forward it would just be done that way. So I think that makes sense to me. You know, I really do. So that is something they're looking to do. The money is there. If you've been following Roscoe Striley's tweets at all, Roscoe, of course, a former chair and former House leader on the Republican side and now back in the private sector. And he has been very critical of the math from the House Appropriations Chair, who likes to hide money, not literally, but say, no, we can't use this, no, we can't use that, no, let's use a lower forecast there. And so then you end up with, things not being invested where they could be and probably should be. And now some people say, well, that's good, isn't it? They're not spending it. Well, some of those things are intended to be spent. Second of all, we have a budget stabilization fund. We have rainy day funds, a go-go. So anyway, and now Joe Biden's in the race. There's something else we can talk about. Sleepy Joe, as President Trump called him. Some people are mad about that. I'm glad the president has a sense of humor. Let's check.
Did you see the latest poll that I put up early this morning?
No.
Has Joe Biden, in this particular poll, I'll have to pull it back up again, up 8 points over Donald Trump head-to-head.
And what does the calendar say, Todd?
I know, right?
April of 2019.
Because those polls always get it right a year and a half in advance. It's kind of like asking the weather guy what the weather's going to be like a year and a half from now.
Exactly.
Good luck with that.
Here's Jill in Grand Forks on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jill, you're up.
Hi. I was just listening to Ellen. I think that's her name, Ellen. Talk about how insulting President Trump was. Well, that was just very mild, but the whole thing is a political race and you're supposed to tear apart your opponents. So what is she talking about?
That's a good question. They get outraged when President Trump says something, which I believe is more humor than anything. He's having a good time. He puts labels on it. I think it's fine. Yeah, it's okay.
Well, the other thing I was going to talk about is that Bernie Sanders said that people in prison should be allowed to vote. And
Isn't that beautiful? Hang on, Jill. We're up against a break. I want to get your entire thought here, so don't go away. We talked a little bit about that yesterday. Wowzer, more coming up.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Dan Mockerbradick. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to pump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean-burning, renewable fuel produced from domestic resources like soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits to your diesel engine, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injection pump failure, less equipment downtime, and lower maintenance costs. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 63 cents per bushel. Farmers are encouraged to ask for and use biodiesel and diesel equipment. They're your soybeans. Put them to work for you. For more information about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goal. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is in the air. That great or what? What's your favorite thing once the weather turns? What says spring? What says we've turned the corner? Smell of the barbecue grill. That's what does it for me. Absolutely. And you know what? Your source for North Dakota raised meat. The folks that raise the steaks on a great meal, throwing on that grill our friends at Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats. Online at schweitzermeats.com if you want to check it out, but they have it all. North Dakota raised beef, country style sausage, breakfast fry sausage, summer sausage, great jerky, the brats. Now you're talking on the grill. Oh, they have a pork beef blend brat that is fabulous. I tried it on the dead of winter. I loved it. Beer, bell pepper, onion and cheddar, a lot of varieties to choose from. And they've got it all right there. So stop and see them. They're between Runnings and Dan's Supermarket on Washington. You can't miss them there. 629 South Washington. Call them at 751-0319. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you, and they'll give you a good little deal. Back at the University of Mary on What's on Your Mind Today. Press conference here at 11 o'clock. Some big news on the School of Engineering and on workforce needs for the state of North Dakota. That press conference at 11. We'll have it on Facebook Live. In the meantime, lots of folks to chat with right here. Jill in Grand Forks was telling us a little bit about Bernie Sanders' comments suggesting that, you know, axe murderers ought to have the ability to vote. I mean, somebody said, well, Boston Bomber, what about him? Yes, Boston Bomber, I don't care. They're getting their punishment in jail. They still should be able to vote. Do you think Bernie's concerned about these people personally having their constitutional right to vote, or do you think he wants some more votes, Jill?
Well, I'm not sure what his concern is. I mean, I think that whenever the Democrats seem to go after, you know, people or concern for individuals, it's usually to benefit themselves. But what I was wondering, and I'm sorry if you guys tackled this whole topic yesterday and I missed it, so I hope I'm not repeating somebody else's thoughts on it. But my thought was that, you know, the Democrats are showing a concern for people's rights being removed and not treating them like criminals when they were criminals. Are they equally concerned about their right to bear arms? And when you go to prison, don't you give up a lot of your rights? I'm not sure exactly if you still have the right to free speech, but I know you have the search and seizure policy on the Fourth Amendment is, you know, something that they gave up, and they're constantly searched and checked for any type of weapons or contraband. And the fact that they don't have the right to vote anymore shouldn't surprise anybody, because they've given up lots of their rights because of the crimes that they committed. And once they're out of prison, they still have a reduced amount of rights because of the crime that they committed. I don't believe that they are restored their right to continue or to be able to carry a weapon. I'm not sure. I mean, I haven't studied it out as far as that concerns, but I think that because of committing a crime, their rights are reduced tremendously.
Yeah, very good points, Jill. Very good points. There's rights you give up when you decide to break the law like that. And he's going to start on voting, I believe, because, you know, that's a constituency. It's like the border crisis, right? Same thing. The reason we don't have a plan at the border is the Democrats would prefer that they have more voters come across. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind. This is about voting. This is about a larger constituency. That's what it is. That's what's behind open borders. And that's, in my mind, what motivates Bertie on this, too. I appreciate you call, and we'll keep on this. Call again, Jill. Don and Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott. This is me. Question for you. I'm off topic, so I just wanted to ask a quick question. Have you heard anything about fertilizer trucks being exempted from e-logs or whatever yet?
What did I just hear?
On the news.
I know they did an hours of service thing through May, but I guess I haven't seen an e-logs thing. But
yeah,
hours of service is the same as e-logs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The governor did put something out on that. Let me just do a little.
Yeah, we're
check
a bunch
here.
Of car drivers here, so not truck drivers. But yeah, through I believe mid May, the hours of service waivers. So.
Okay.
At the you governor's hand, Governor Burgum.
Yeah, so, we're already starting to have problems. So.
And by the way, as far as overall reform on the ELD issue. Senator Hoban recently was on talking about some changes they're working on, but Governor Burgum that signed the order that Todd's talking about, and I'll get you the exact times if you keep listening here, okay?
You betcha, sir. Thank you very much.
And by the way, never are you off topic when you call the show and it's called What's on Your Mind. The only time that gets a little challenging is if we have a guest and we're talking about, you know, University of Mary School of Engineering and you want to know, but never. No, call anytime. We appreciate the comments. Thanks so much. And no small deal at all. I'm always looking for more ways where we can help our ag community too, you know, where there are things out there. There's good ideas out there and a good time to call for those when Senator Kramer is on, Senator Hoven, Congressman Armstrong, because you know, they can make something happen. But to get a good idea going, let us know. Don't be afraid to do that. Texter says the Bismarck Mayor's Prayer Breakfast is approaching May 7th, 7:15 a.m. at Chick's Place at University of Mary. All right, get that on your calendar. I want to get off my chest. We had a man rob a store with a water pistol. He received 5 years probation. Now he attempted murder in Fargo. A man tried to rob a bank with a bomb in Bismarck. 3 years ago, he tried to rob a bank in Mandan. He escaped from prison in the past. What is going on? Why are these people on the street again? I don't know about the specific cases you're talking about, but I think it's worth digging into that a little bit. Appreciate your comment. Another texter said it should be Creepy Joe, not Sleepy Joe, in my opinion. Trust me. Creepy Joe is going to make its way in there.
Sounds like somebody just needs to have their shoulders rubbed one more time.
Yeah, yeah. Another texter said you tried real hard all the times you were in Washington to visit North Dakota, Senator Heidi. You tried real hard all the times you were Washington.
That doesn't sound like a fan there, does it?
I don't think so. No, not a fan, Todd. I think it's bad. They are more concerned, this being Bernie Sanders and this idea of felons having voting rights, they are more concerned with felons' rights to vote, but not a baby's right to live. Sick, disgusting people. Well, it's unfortunately a sad but true statement that they are more concerned with felons being able to vote than a baby's right to live. Well said. Mike in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hey, I just had a question. Is it the measles or smallpox outbreak?
Measles is the one I've heard about now that's causing the most trouble.
And then when I was seeing the nightly news last night, it seemed that every state that's shown is actually a sanctuary city. Is there any tie to that?
Well, that's interesting. I don't know. I know that has been a population, that has been an issue in the refugee communities. I don't know that there's any data where, you know, refugees more often settle in sanctuary cities. You know, I don't know that, but that has been an issue. LSS was dealing with that 2-3 years ago. And, you know, by the way, they poo-poo it when you bring it up and say, well, what's the deal here? But, I mean, just look at the sheer numbers, the sheer percentage increase in that. And, you know, again, this is why, while you want to do everything we can for those that are in true harm's way as a refugee, I think the best way to help them is over there. But before they come here, they certainly need to be cleared from a medical standpoint. Absolutely. Thanks, Mike.
Yes, it's Matt the Pizza Guy again for Pizza Corner Pizza. Oh, the sun is out, the temps are climbing, and spring is right around the corner. That means activities outside and quick meals, all of which translate well to Pizza Corner Pizza. Snag a Pizza Corner Pizza to toss on the grill and enjoy the goodness of quality toppings combined with loads of cheese on an Italian-style bakery crust. Got a schedule full of kids' commitment this week? No problem. Pizza Corner Pizzas are a hit for those quick meals on the run. Sausage and pep, chicken bacon ranch, taco, whatever the flavor, Pizza Corner wins. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump welcoming Joe Biden to the 2020 race for the White House.
tweeting not long after Biden makes it official this morning with a video that he hopes Biden has the intelligence to wage a successful primary campaign, one which Trump says will be, quote, nasty as Biden will be, dealing with people who truly have some sick and demented ideas. Meanwhile, in his video, Biden criticized Trump's response to a clash in Charlottesville, Virginia, which led to a protester getting killed by an alleged white supremacist.
He said there were, quote, some very fine people on both sides. Very fine people on both sides? But those words, the President of the United States assigned a moral equivalence between those spreading hate and those with the courage to stand against it.
This is USA Radio News.
Lumber Liquidators Flooring Company has you covered with the hottest styles for any room. Get 15 to 25% off our best-selling floors, like Rose Canyon Pine Waterproof Vinyl and Wide Plank Willow Manor Oak Hardwood. Get started today with special financing, and we can arrange the installation for you. See the flooring experts at your local Lumber Liquidators today. Lumber Liquidators, beautiful floors for less.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Kind of what's on your mind at the University of Mary. Let me tell you, if you're around Bismarck Mandan and you're ever feeling the weight of the world on your shoulders and just kind of, trying to get out of a funk, you just come up to the hill and you look out at that beautiful bluff and the Missouri, and just all goes away. Just all just floats right off your back. You just realize that we live in a beautiful part of the world, and there's so many good things. I think that every time I come here, not only for the view, but also for the great leadership that's here, and also the students, the little glimmer they have in their eye about attending this this great school, and of course to see the leaps and bounds. I think I've been coming here for 12 years, probably 10, 12 years, and really just a bit amazed to see the growth. So it's a lot of fun. We're going to talk about that today in the program. One of our callers from Minot was curious about fertilizer haulers and hours of service. We did find that press release. It was a few days ago from Governor Burgum. He signed an executive order. What it does is it grants hours of service waivers for drivers of commercial vehicles transporting anhydrous ammonia and other fertilizers. And, of course, a lot of delayed spring planting going on because of the late winter and cold weather and all that. So you got a shorter time frame for planting and fertilizer and all that. So this is part of the reason they're waiving the service hours.
So it is and other fertilizers, because a caller had a question on
that. As of the news yesterday, that was only for anhydrous ammonia haulers. But it should be for all fertilizer haulers, because either growers use anhydrous or they use granular urea.
So it does say, and others, right?
Well, I'll open up the executive order, but the headline of this says, Burgum waives hours of service for fertilizer haulers. So I don't think that could be much clearer. Waiving the hours of service requirements will ensure the haulers can deliver greater volumes of fertilizer in shorter periods of time to meet producers' needs. So this is the North Dakota rule. She may be talking about a different one, but anyway, that goes through May 31st. So you know what we know. And what's on your mind. Brought to you today in part by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. Great history. 1908 is when it all started, and it continues today. And some of the names you know, the major manufacturers are using H.A. Thompson & Sons to have that certainty on the bottom line of knowing exactly what their costs are going to be. And they maintain the mechanical heating and cooling systems of more than 600 buildings throughout the Northern Plains. HATandSons.com or call 701-223-3393. Joining us on the program today, I dare say frequent guests, but we always appreciate when they are here, the president of the University of Mary, Monsignor Shea. Hello, sir.
Great to be with you. Beautiful Easter week. Fantastic.
Yes, it was really nice, wasn't it?
Yes.
and a little late this year, but that was probably okay because it was good weather.
My goodness, it was beautiful. And, of course, for people of faith, these are the most beautiful days of the year.
They are.
Filled with hope, joy, wonderful.
Do you ever feel a total and complete reset, after reset, like a sense of just fresh start, kind of new day?
Yes and no. So, yes, at a deep interior level, of course, we're meant to walk with the Lord in the midst of his life, his death, his resurrection. It's difficult around here because April's one of our busiest months. And so we're getting ready for commencement this coming Saturday. And so Easter almost always falls for us here at the University of Mary at a time when there's just a lot of engagement, a lot happening, and some anxiety too. You know, the University of Mary is a cheerful, happy place, but we have exams here, you know? and so it's not this sort of carefree college existence for students. They have great places to live and eat and socialize and study. But study is not meant to be just a ball of fun, you know.
We're not going to let Monsignor go until we answer at the end of this conversation in a few minutes towards the end of the hour. The question of how you keep that sense of fresh start, spring, you know, how you keep that Easter sort of reset going, because I often find that I have it for a month or two and then it's right back into the grind kind of and you forget that start. But we'll save that. We'll tantalize the audience with that nugget coming
Super.
A little later. One of your lieutenants, Vice President Jerome Richter, is here with us as well. As always, Jerome, how are you?
I'm great, Scott. Thanks for having us on.
And you're kind of not much on your plate these days either, right?
There's a few things, but I have to echo in a very happy sense that we're busy, but it's good to be busy because it's a good busy. We have things happening here. We're growing, as you mentioned. Mm-hmm. We have a press conference coming up here at 11 about some wonderful things that we've been working on that our listeners have heard before. Our School of Engineering, we have some nice announcements today. We also have our workforce development survey that we've completed, and we're proud of what we've found out. And so we want to share that with the world. So those things are happening. But the other thing that is so important to mention is this week is also about what we're all about, which is commencement and graduation. And we're sending forth over 1,000 new servant leaders out into our community, into our state, into our region. And that's what it's about. I still remember my time teaching. And when you're in the business of education, it's kind of hard because your best clients, if you want to call them, right when you get them to the point where they're really, really, really doing well, you get rid of them.
Or send them out in the world to do good, right?
So for those of you that are business owners out there and running different things, you know, it's a quite an odd game that we're in, that we work really hard for about 4 years or maybe 2.6 years.
Sounds like parenting, you know, although I wouldn't use the term get rid of them. You know, I kind of like, I don't want to let them go, but you kind of have to, right? Yeah.
No, it's that beautiful thing that we get to send them forth. We're doing our job by helping to form these young people to be what it is that they're called to be, and that's to be a true leader.
And I would say, I just want to gently remind Jerome Richter that he also oversees our Alumni Affairs Office.
Yeah.
And so it's not simply that we're getting rid of him. The University of Mary has about 25,000 alumni
over
in the country and out in the world, and we'll have more than 1,000 more come Saturday, which is wonderful. He mentioned 2.6 years. Of course, we've talked before on this program about year-round campus. We'll graduate our first year-round campus scholars in this commencement, 77 young men and women who have gotten their bachelor's degree in 2.6 years and who are either going on to their master's degree or are entering the workforce full-time already after 2.6 years in college.
And I remember we talked at length when you launched that.
Oh.
And it certainly was a pioneering effort in education to recognize we got to do this quicker, or at least give kids the option to do it quicker. As you look at how it's worked, I mean, did it come off the paper the way you intended it to do? Is it working like you thought?
Yeah, so in many ways, it did. In many ways, we had some surprises along the way with anything like this, which is a massive paradigm shift for higher education, as you say, because we looked at the problem of the increasing cost of a college education and serious questions about the return on that investment, the value proposition of higher education, which is a serious question in our time. We looked at the mounting student debt, which is a real crisis, certainly in our country as well. And we looked at the time to completion, people taking 5, 6, 7 years to get a 4-year degree, and we knew that we needed to address that in some way. And so we went out. What we found is that year-round campus has become, and this surprised us a little bit, it's become something that even students who aren't participating in it fully can be a part of. And so if a student, for instance, changes majors three times and wants to get back on track and not spend 5 years, they can spend one summer on campus, get the full financial aid, and then all of a sudden, rather than spending a whole nother year in school, they're spending just one more semester, and it's over the summer, which, of course, is our most beautiful season anyway. And so I think the other thing that I didn't fully anticipate was the enthusiasm of our faculty for this initiative. In other words, we've got a lot of happy professors on campus who are just some of the best in the world. They're experts in their discipline. They love our students. They care about them. But, you know, I think that we were a little bit worried that they would get a little dogged around this, but they've just been enthusiastic. It's been amazing. And they say that some of the best teaching that they do happens during those beautiful June days when they're with the students and they're able, in maybe a more relaxed setting than would happen during the regular semester, to engage those students in the big questions, of course, because education isn't just about preparing a person for a career. It's about helping you to become human. It's about preparing you for life. And so professors are able to do that really magnificently. So we're really excited about it. And to have 77 graduating, of course, what that means is we've got a lot more in the hopper, because the program's been growing and growing year after year. We will get to the point, maybe you and I won't be around anymore, Scott, but we will get to the point where this model will be a default model, at least at the University of Mary, if not in higher education writ large. The NCAA changed their rules for scholarship eligibility because of University of Mary's year-round campus in response to that, because everybody is aware of the difficulty and the challenge, and they didn't want to penalize our students if our students wanted to be ambitious go-getters and not lie around and on the couch, but go at life with their sleeves rolled up.
One of the things I always appreciated about the University of Mary is you align a lot of your product, which is the great, you know, brain power that comes out, the students, to the needs of the state.
Yeah.
And try to be sensitive to what North Dakota needs. And if we had to lay out every challenge right now, workforce would be at the top of that list.
Yeah.
To be, you know, it's limiting growth to a lot of industries and a lot of companies right now. And it seems to me that the year-round campus example is, one that, we just need to turn these students out quicker because they're needed in the workforce, right?
No, it's a magnificent thing. And so it's not simply that it's a good idea. This year-round campus is a good idea if it were happening in Connecticut. But it's not happening in Connecticut. It's happening in North Dakota. So it's an even better idea here because, you know, Jerome referenced the workforce development report that the University of Mary will issue today, and we'll be sharing it with all the different colleges and universities and with the public, meaning that it's not something just for us. It's a problem. It's a challenge that, as Governor Burgum has said, all of us need to be engaged in and to assist with. And so we'll be looking at that. But the fact of the matter is year-round campus specifically was designed in the days when the boom was white hot here. And so as a result, it was especially meant to help with that problem. And so it really does match the difficulty. It helps with workforce. When we think about nursing, when we think about engineering, of course, we've got our press conference in engineering later today. When we think about IT, it's all about that.
Did you want to add anything about that today? I know we've talked a little bit about the workforce piece that'll come out today. How about on the School of Engineering?
Well, I mean, it's amazing how this all comes together. You can see how year-round campus, engineering, workforce development, all of these things are focused on what is needed at this time, and it's amazing how the Lord lines it up, and with good people rowing in the same direction, it happens. And so the School of Engineering was something, as Monsignor said many times, we didn't anticipate. This was not our wheelhouse, but the good people of North Dakota and the region came to us and said, you guys, we need you to start a School of Engineering. And we're like, we don't do engineering. We have a little two-year kind of preparation program, pre-engineering. And they said, no, we really, really need it. And so with their support, with the ingenuity and innovation, it's come forth. And what we're going to announce today is super exciting. Everyone, we will have our first graduate of engineering, which then leads us into the opportunity for accreditation, and Western North Dakota will have a School of Engineering.
Pretty amazing. Take a quick break. Come back with more on What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. Mike Lindell, what an entrepreneur that man is. And he said, look, let's move some of these mattress toppers, Scott. So 800-506-9028, promo code Scott or MyPillow.com to save.
Here's what's in the news at the University of North Dakota. More from UND President Mark Kennedy.
We've had a 10 percentage point improvement in our four-year graduation rate in the last 3 years. The five-year graduation rate is also up by a comparable amount. That means more people graduating, more people walking out of here sooner. We have a strategic plan that only has seven goals. One of those seven goals is graduation rate. We've been razor-sharp focused on that graduation rate.
Leaders in action. Find out more at und.edu.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealer invites you to see how much better a loader can be. New Holland skid steer and compact track loaders provide excellent visibility, an important advantage that allows you to work more confidently and quickly to improve your overall efficiency. You can easily see down to the bucket while the see-through area on the cab roof provides a clear view to the bucket at full height. Rear visibility is among the best in the industry due to a large window, low engine hood, and no rear frame towers. See the difference for yourself. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Join the best team in the West, MBI Energy Services, with immediate openings for diesel mechanics, lube techs, and traveling mechanics. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI provides excellent pay, benefits, and training, and is a strong supporter of our local communities. Apply today at MBIEnergyServices.com. MBIEnergyServices.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Continues live from the University of Mary today. Press coverage at 11 o'clock today on the School of Engineering and a big announcement, as well as on workforce. And we will we'll have that live on Facebook Live, so you can watch that after the broadcast today. on the Facebook page of Yours Truly and also on KFAR's page. Right, Todd? You're going to share that for us. Yes, exactly. So all that coming up. Brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. And there is nothing more important to the economy of North Dakota than a secure energy future. Bottom line. Because if the price of electricity goes up, the price of everything goes up. You have manufacturing that leaves. It goes away. Jobs go away. It's that important. Not to mention, it's just life or death in a cold North Dakota winter or hot North Dakota summer. It's very, very important to have reliable and affordable energy. And you get it from the lignite industry in North Dakota. They do it by providing for their the people that work for them good paying jobs. The families have grown from that. $1 billion in personal income out there. Economic impact over $3 billion. And a lot of taxes, over $100 million going into our state coffers. Find out more about all that at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. We were talking earlier about the commencement this weekend and another momentous time for the University of Mary. Bring me back to your earliest connection to the University of Mary prior to even being president, and then considering the role of president and your goals and that growth curve. So as you see commencement this weekend, talk a little bit about that path to get there, and then where do you see it going?
It's an interesting question. You know, I grew up only 38 miles from this campus, and when I was getting ready to go to college, I didn't come to the University of Mary, but it had nothing to do with the University of Mary. It had everything to do with milk cows. And so 38 miles was a little bit too close to the barn. You know what I mean? And I realized...
You knew you were going to get pulled into
it. Yeah, I knew that I would be milking cows. And so I remember the press conference in 2009 now, the press conference where I said, well, Mom and Dad have sold the milk cows, and so now I'm coming to Mary. But I think University of Mary has always been a big player in our local culture here. And when I was a young priest at St. Mary Central High School and at the cathedral here in Bismarck, we always were grateful for the chance to partner with the university and all of that. But it's been amazing to see the growth that's happened over the course of the last 10 years. Just magnificent growth. And I think a lot of it can't be explained just out of, strategy and planning. We've done a lot of strategy. We've done a lot of planning. But we've also been blessed in magnificent ways. North Dakota's been growing. Our profile nationally has been on the rise. And the university's profile nationally has been on the rise as well. So we're completing probably 4 years with less than half of our freshman class from the state of North Dakota. Now, North Dakota numbers haven't gone down at all. It's that we've seen an explosion in growth from out of state.
Do you expect that to continue? Do you want that to continue?
Well, so we certainly want to be able to continue to serve North Dakota in steady and growing ways. But yes, I do expect that to continue. Our star is on the rise, sort of in the national population. People are looking, and they're seeing that Bismarck is a great place to come. And they're seeing that the University of Mary is a dynamic, growing institution, which is a place where you can not just be prepared for your career, but to be prepared for life. Plus, we're the most affordable Catholic college in America, by a long shot.
You know, I think of the debate, not the debate, it's the wrong word, I think of the discussion of, okay, University of Mary being... Hey, brought into the question of a school of engineering. And you told the story earlier, that's just not our wheelhouse. We're not there. But no, we need you in it, right? But what I find interesting about it, and tell me if this is right or wrong, but I think how you're doing engineering and bringing students on to not only obviously have the skills that an engineer needs, but also the interpersonal skills that are so necessary in the workplace in this day and age, but also teaching the whole person, having things here that you just by law couldn't even teach a public school. Is that the model, Jerome, for the entire school? When we say the University of Mary will never be the biggest school of higher learning, but it has a very different purpose, and that is the outcome of the student. Well, less one that has an education that others just simply can't give them. Am I right?
Absolutely. It's not only for the university, it's for each of the schools. And the School of Engineering is going to be the same thing. So very soon, here in the very near future, we will have our fifth school, which is the School of Engineering. So we have the School of Health Science, School of Education and Behavioral Sciences, Arts and Science, and then also the Gary Thurlson School of Business. And in each of those, it's so important to make sure that we are training them very well, teaching them very well to be professionals, to have the skills necessary to do the job. And that we are doing. And I'm no engineer myself, but I know a lot of really good engineers and a lot of people that have partnered with us and are now seeing our students. I think of some people from Braun Intertech that have worked with us. I think of Dwight Hinkle from Applied Engineering.
KMM.
KMM, Steffes Industries. We can go down the line. And they are now receiving our interns. And I point blank ask them, what are they like? Are they good? And they're blown away.
That's amazing.
They're blown away to the point where a Don Hedger from KMM, Kildare Mountain Manufacturing out in Dickinson, says, I'll take as many as you can get me. Because we need workforce, and he knows that they're culturally prepared for the workplace. That's the key.
11 o'clock today, press conference on this, and workforce issues. Tune in and join us. Your pastoral hat for a moment. Keeping that extra spring you have in the step after Easter, how?
Well, you have to believe, first of all, that more is happening in you than you can see. I think we don't think that we make progress and we slip back to where we were. We actually don't. We do make progress. And then staying close to the Lord. Prayer is a good thing.
Be still.
Yep.
And know some good work's being done.
That's right.
More than you can even see. I like it. That'll help. Thanks, gentlemen.
Absolutely.
More from University of Mary coming up. For a few years, you've heard me talking about every day made better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically, but as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life, and this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.